Lori Beckstrom is 71. Her husband's 75. She says they're both in good health and are not going to enroll in Medicare Part D. Instead, the La Crosse couple will continue paying $1,300 a year for Lori's bone-building medication without help from the government.
We looked at it, and we just decided that we could do better just paying out of our pocket.
Some seniors who are signing up need help finding the plan that's best for them and their pocketbook. One option is to call the government's toll-free Medicare line. However, a report done by the General Accounting Office showed hotline staff were unable to direct callers to the cheapest plan nearly 60% of the time. Tom Frazier's with the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. He says incorrect information coming from both the government and private insurance companies is just one reason the sign-up deadline should be extended. Bob Herskovitz is with the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, or CMS. He says people need to report problems so the government or private insurers it contracts with can fix them.
If they have any problems with their plan and they're not comfortable with what's happening, they can call the 1-800 Medicare phone number and somebody will take that information. That information will go through a pipeline.
Frazier says his advocacy group has contacted the government about problems seniors are reporting.
We don't get any response, so I have a feeling that CMS are continuing to ignore a lot of the problems.
Government officials say the prescription drug plan has fewer glitches than when it started. A number of Wisconsin residents have already signed up. A tally by Medicare Services shows nearly a 500,000 in the state had enrolled by mid-April. Others are sticking with their employer's drug insurance or the state's plan. Nearly 100,000 are enrolled in senior care. Frazier says Canadian drugs are still an option, and some continue to cross the border, online and in person, to get drugs they need at a price they can afford. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.